Okay, Dirk Vermaelen, Artistic Director of Europalia and also co-creator of the flagship exhibition Tracks to Modernity. Adopting a theme rather than a country is new for Europalia. How does Train and Tracks remain international, albeit with Belgium at its centre?
Well, if you look at the development of trains, it really is a kind of precursor of the European community, of these all these people, all these countries coming closer and closer together. So I think that's symbolically, that's very beautiful. And it truly meant the impact on society, on European society, was tremendous, was enormous. It really shook our society because there was a speed, of course, in the first place. The perception of time became, of distance became completely different. So in that way, it's rather close to what Europalia has usually does in its festival. So one of the starting points, the starting point of the festival, is this impact on society, on European society, and this exhibition is the starting point. But of course, it is. One could say that at the beginning, this train really is drives society into modernity. The speed, it stands for acceleration of society. Today, it's more. It stands for the slowing down of society, and where it has in between, it played a minor role. Today, it seems to play a bigger role again for society. It stands for this slow travel and slow living, actually. And I think it's a very pertinent theme to do a festival.
Yes, and the exhibition itself, it's very varied, and yet you do see that disruption to society, and it's very well represented. How difficult was it, in fact, to choose the works? I imagine you had quite a large choice. And what were you sort of concentrating, what were you focusing on in this choice?
Actually, it was rather difficult because of COVID. So we started this exhibition about 2 years ago, and at the beginning we didn't get replies, or we got a lot of negative replies for loans. But slowly but surely, and that's typical when you develop an exhibition, you have a few top works, and then museums understood the importance of the exhibition and the other top works that were in it. And today, I must say, I'm very, very happy with the works that we have in the exhibition, especially with the three Monets.
Yes, it's outstanding to see them. Yeah. Beautiful to see them together.
One of the center points of the exhibition, Monet, was where you start to see here in the exhibition this fascination for the train for modernity more that is so well represented in these paintings.
Of course, this is an opening event and a gateway, as you call it, to lots of other events during Europalia. It's a very rich programme, not only in Brussels but in other cities. Is it at all possible to pick any highlights of the programme that we're going to see over the next 6-7 months?
That's always a tricky question. what is very special about this Europalia is that we are, on the one hand, present within, let's say, classic partner institutions of the festival here in the Royal Museums of Fine Arts. We'll have, when this exhibition closes, we'll have a second main project on the Rinus van der Velde at Beaux-Arts, where the train is more a symbol of travel and inner travels. But in the meantime, there are so many events, and that's very special for this edition, that are events that are present in the stations, in the trains. And that was so important for us. Okay, we're going to do this festival about trains, about then we have to be present on these trains and on these stations. And during these 7 months, whenever you take the train, very often you'll meet us. There are many free events as well. I think that was very important for us as well. There's also many participative events, and very even more important in these post-COVID times towards where we're going, that is that the festival at the same time, it's a possibility to meet each other again in these stations, meetings between artists and the public, and this public is very, for us, we've really opened up even further. On one hand, you have the train buffs who will definitely be interested, but on the other hand, art lovers, passers-by in the railway stations, when we have these mini operas that we stage in the railway stations, when we have big dance performances, when we have this train ride of 1835 between Brussels and Malines, the very first passenger train ride in Belgium that we're going to do again, this fantastic musical performance on the train and in the historic ateliers of the National Railway Company. So for me, that those are highlights. The opera stage in Antwerp, operas that are staged and they are developed together with the public at Antwerp Central, at Brussels Central. This music project, La Flèche et l'Elephant, and also tomorrow. And tomorrow, this is the opening event, let's say, of all events that take place in museums and so on. And tomorrow is second opening event where everybody's invited. It's a free event where Boris Charmatz presents its fantastic performance, La Ronde. Yeah. It's a human chain of duets, an explosion of love, of passion within the station. So a start button for the festival, but also it seems like a start button. Let's meet again and let's come together.
Yes, you mentioned how difficult it has been to organise because of COVID. I mean, this is more than 2 years of work. I mean, how are you feeling today at the opening?
Really, exhausted. Really, yeah, exhausted, but at the same time, there's this adrenaline. I'm really happy again that we could gather all these works and that everything else is coming together as well. When you organize events in railway stations and trains, there's a lot to be taken into consideration. You're not in a museum context, not in a concert hall, so there's a lot to take into consideration, and I'm really grateful to the National Railway Company who organized all this with us. But it's coming together as well, and that's really amazing.
Dirk Vermaelen, thank you very much, and best of luck for the next 7 months.
Thank you.